This is a hearing about the, an officer on his beat, and he saw a man standing in the doorway of a store. He was checking doors to see if anybody had broke in. But when he got to this man, he asked him what he was doing, man. So the man told him that he was in law enforcement. And after that, they got in a conversation for a while, and then the officer decided to leave and told him that he hoped his friend would come. And the officer had seen who he was, and he decided to play his game, and go on about his business and tell another officer to come that he was a suspect. So when the other officer got there, he told him that this man knew that he was wanted. So what happened was he was a friend when they left, and he was a friend when he come back because he couldn't lock him up. So he let somebody else do it. And but he left him a note and let him know that he was there on time when he was supposed to come. But he found out that you can't change a person's, a person will grow, but you can't change his looks. And he knew his looks, and he couldn't arrest him, so he let the other officer come and arrest him.
Okay.
You know, it's like two brothers, like a friend. Mm-hmm. If you're a friend to a person, you're a friend all the way, not halfway friend. Right. And he was for right and not for wrong. And regardless of whether you're my friend or not, if you're wrong, you're wrong. So he decided that rather than to confront him with this, he wrote a little note and let him know that he knew who he was and what he had done.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Now I'd like for you to think of a story, maybe a childhood experience, personal experience, and a story with about three or more people in it would be good.
I have a short story.
Okay.
When I was 2 years old, I better start over. My great grandmother raised me. She was a slave. And you know how the older people did everything for the children. So she decided that she would pierce my ears. And there were two other ladies that wanted their ears pierced too. So my grandmother said, well, she's going to pierce mine first, because she had told me that she was going to pierce my ears. So she sat there and she pierced mine. I sat down and she just talked to them and she pierced my ears. So then, after she finished, she wanted to pierce the other lady's ears. So the other lady, she said, I don't think I can take that. No. So she just told me, she said, well, Louise, you see how she did it? It didn't hurt her, so come on, let's do it. So the lady sat down, and I remember so good, I was just 2 years old. She pierced her ears. So the other lady was named Abby. She said, well, okay, Abby, come on, it's your time. That lady took off down the street. She run, and we run together. Me and my brother, come on, Abby. So we talked. So we finally got her back up there where my grandmother could get hold of her and sit in the chair. And she carried on. And I thought it was the funniest thing, because I'm being a little like that. I remember that all these years. I remember how she run, how she hollered when she put the ice on her ears. And I learned how to pierce a person's ears by that when I was 2 years old.
Ice and straw.
Well, yeah, it had, she had a stopper, a cork stopper. And she put a piece of, put it on the, she took the ice and numbed the ear. Then after she numbed the ear, she put the stopper back there. And then she got a needle and thread, and she pulled it, she stuck it in and pulled it through with the stopper and to the length of the thread is supposed to be. And she cut it off, and then she greased it with Vaseline.
Okay, that's the story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great, thank you. I remember that. how they used to pierce ears. Now I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
A very short story, and I'd like you to tell it back to me.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here it is. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall.
Mm.
When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and a little girl told her that she had found her wallet, and the lady was very relieved. And that's the story.
Oh.
Can you tell it back to me?
Yes. A lady was doing the shopping in the grocery store, and her wallet fell out of her pocket. She didn't know it fell out, so when she got to the counter, she had no money to pay for her food. And so she had to put the groceries back, and she put the groceries back, and she went home, she put the key in the door, and she opened the door, and the phone rang. And she went to the phone, and a little girl said she had found her wallet.
Okay.
And she was very happy. I wish somebody would do mine like that.
Okay, I want you to try to remember that, because that's the last thing I'm going to ask you to do.
What?
To tell that story again. That's the very last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to do some memory exercises. The first is categories. I'm going to give you some categories, and I want you to tell me as many items that fall into that category as you can. Like, for example, if I said, tell me the names of states, as many states as you can think of, you know, you'd say Texas, Oklahoma, California, North Carolina, Virginia, as many as you can think of.
I'm going to start now.
But not states. No, I'm not going to give you that one.
Mm-hmm.
The first category is foods. Name as many foods as you can think of whenever you're ready.
Many as I can think of, potatoes, onions,
things like that.
Celery, parsley,
okay.
Tomatoes. That's it, potatoes. Onions, greens, squash, bread, meat. Did you say vegetables or food?
Mm-hmm. You can make vegetables.
And food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm confused. You want the flour, lard, the rest of all,
mm-hmm.
liver, pork chops, onions. Mm-hmm. I mean onions, I got there. Beef, roast beef,
broccoli.
Now I know all the vegetables.
Running out?
Huh?
You running out?
No, I can go all day. I'm not going that far though. Lettuce, cabbage, corn, string beans. Chicken, duck, goose, rabbit, muskrat, possum. You heard of them playing you. I am.
Any more? Or is that it?
Oh, there's plenty more. You want some more?
I just wanted you to get to a minute. You're over a minute, but if you want to keep naming.
No, that's all right.
Finished?
Yeah.
Okay. The next category... The next category is animals. Name as many animals as you can.
No, okay. Giraffe. Yeah. Okay. Horse. Cow. Chicken. No, I don't know. That's a fowl. Dog, cat. Goat. Lion. Tiger. Lion was not there. Giraffe. Camel. Ox. Deer. Bear. I said tiger. Snake. Dog. Cat. They don't go for birds and birds, owl, pigeons, and geese, duck. No fish. Oh, that's not.
That's it? Okay. The last category is kitchen items. Anything that you find in the kitchen.
Whenever you're ready. Tea towel. Dishcloth. Knife, fork, spoon, spatula.
Excuse me, you have three people out here, been out here over an hour.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And they're tired. They want to go home.
They want to go home?
Because they just came off of the assignment.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Huh? They're what, tired. They want to hurry and get in here and get out.
Oh. They
have three.
I can come back tomorrow if they're tired. Or can one stay?
One of you all stay?
I don't want to keep anybody who's too tired.
Huh? So how long are you going
to
be?
We're going to be probably just 10 more minutes and we're finished.
She says you're going to be about 10 more minutes.
I didn't know there were people waiting.
No, stay a while. One of them stay.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah, you take more time in.
I'm not taking any time. She's doing the talking.
Don't get mad.
Any more kitchen items?
Did you say I get mad? She just went out there telling people I got mad.
Oh, I
hear
so.
That's awful.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, you let them understand that I didn't get mad because I wasn't doing nothing. You was doing it. You do it.
Okay. We're kitchen items.
Oh.
Any more?
Good boy. Frying pan, Fish pan. Bowls. She upset my forks, knives, spoons, spatula, knife, butcher knife, carving knife. Roaster, a steamer, juicer, toaster, stove, warmer, microwave. Shelves for dishes, broom, mop, cake pan.
Any more?
Yeah, a whole lot more, but she's coming in.
She messed you up. Okay. Okay, I'm going to give you some numbers, and I'm going to ask you to repeat them after me. Okay, 582.
694.
6439.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428. 4179386.
4179386.
5819647.
4819674 87.
Okay. 3829514.
3829574.
Okay. 275862584.
Hell yeah.
275862584.
275862574.
Okay. 713942568.
713542768.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers, but I want you to repeat them backwards this time. Okay. 24. Say that backwards.
2 2 4. Mm-hmm. 4 2.
Yes. 5 8.
8 5.
Yes. 6 2 9.
9 2 6.
Yes. 4 1 5.
5 4 1.
Okay.
3. Oh, no. 5 1 4.
Yes. Okay. 3 2 7 9.
9 7 2 3.
Yes. 4 9 6 8.
4. I mean 8 6 9. 4.
Yes. 15286.
6 8 2 1.
Okay.
I mean 5 1.
There you go. 61843.
3 4 6 8.
Left out a number. Left out the one.
What?
Okay. 5 3 9 4 1 8.
8 4
724-856. Okay. Now, the next to last thing is,
I wish he had stayed out of here. Oh boy, I don't like people to tell stories on me. All I said was, I'm not doing it. She's doing it. Mm-hmm. She was like, I don't feel love for me.
Sorry about that. For that one, this is a test of, well, it's not really a test, it's exercise of attention. And I want you to start here and read across as fast as you can.
Red, blue, green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 14 seconds. Next, I want you to tell me, start at the top and go across each row and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can. Whenever you're ready.
Blue, purple, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, red. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red. Well, yellow, green. Blue, green, yeah, purple, yellow. Yellow, green, purple, red.
Okay. 25 seconds. Now this time, this is the hard one. Instead of reading the words, I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in. Like the first one, instead of saying blue, you're going to say, no, instead of saying red, you're going to say blue.
Okay.
And tell me the color that they're printed in as fast as you can.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Blue, green, yellow, red. Green, red, blue, blue, yellow, green. Yellow, 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 red. Green, green. Blue, red, yellow, green. Red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay, that's 33. That's good. Okay. Do you remember that story about the lady with the groceries?
Yes.
Can you tell me that story one more time?
The lady went to the grocery store to get groceries. She was getting her groceries. She dropped her billfold out of her pocket. And after she got all her groceries, she went to the counter to pay for them. She didn't have no money. So when she didn't have the money, so she put the groceries back and she went home. When she opened the door, the phone rang. And when the phone rang, she answered the phone, and the girl had told her that she had found a pocketbook.
Okay. Well, that's everything. Actually, it's not everything. I just need for you to fill out the payment form. The university will send you a check. I just need your mailing address and your signature and your social.
All right, right here. Start up here, Patricia Pastain.
Your name, does they print so they can read it, or write so they can read it. Thank you. appreciate you helping me out with my study.
Oh, at the time.
I am
2 2 8 1 4 5 3 2 6. I hope you know that's a 3.
I appreciate it.
That's my middle name.